Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's a little bit of Van Halen bringing us back, and always a pleasure to have our good friend Jeff Sabar. As I promised you, Jeff's with us. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the author of Safe at Home. He is the author of Home Office Know-How. He is one of the world's experts on micropreneuring, and he's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back.
I am almost too insane busy to have taken your call this morning, but I figured I would take it anyway.
Well, congratulations on that.
Absolutely.
Is that the case? Is that the truth?
You know what? I've never been busier, which is a beautiful thing.
What do you attribute that to, Jeff? Is this a sign of the economy?
What I do.
Are you seeing this, an economy? Are you working your butt off? What is it?
Yes and yes. I think it's in part, almost all of my work comes through referrals, and so I have some really good referral sources out there, and so I'm very appreciative of that. I think that people are loosening their purse strings and realizing they need to keep marketing, so I'm seeing work coming from that. I think also that we see that reputation goes a long way, and not to toot my own horn, but when people see that, and they see the need, they're loosening their purse strings, they start asking for referrals and get some references for the services that I deliver or anybody else, it all comes together as, without sounding trite, sort of a perfect storm, which is, storming in my office right at my desk. So, you know what? I ain't looking to gift horse in the mouth, but I have to triage the work and make sure that clients know what I'm doing.
Well,
I want to
stick with the indicators, though, for a second, Jeff.
Sure.
Because, folks, I think Jeff is right about this. I'm seeing this myself, and maybe you are too, and that is a little bit of a turning of the spigot to let a little more volume, a little more money out into the marketplace. Some people maybe have some, especially if you're a business to business small business, if your customers are mostly other businesses, and especially if you're doing business with larger businesses,
right?
I think we're seeing this because, Jeff, when nobody knows what's going to happen with the economy, one of the investments that people don't make, and it is an investment, is in marketing, and it's not just little companies. Big companies do this, and I see them. I'm seeing the turning of the faucet in the right way. Opening it up a little bit. What do you think?
Absolutely, I think that people are realizing that they need to stay atop it, and they're starting to loosen up, and they're realizing that they need to spend. We're realizing we need to be prepared to deliver, and so balancing the two, breaking out the crystal ball is often the hardest part. But it's not like, Friday you went to sleep and it was slow, and Monday you woke up and it was busy as heck.
Right.
I mean, like you're saying, you have to be able to read the indicators of your market, and it's not like you can pick up the Wall Street Journal and see that your specific market in any town USA is about to bounce. You really have to, be talking to people and have your radar on and your ears, sort of perked to say or to see or to hear that the trends are trending up or down. If they're trending down, you got to be prepared, and if they're trending up, you got to be prepared to handle that as well.
Exactly. And one of the things that I've been telling my audience now for a year, Jeff, is if not today, surely tomorrow, we have to stop blaming the economy if our company isn't performing.
Right.
There's going to come a day, and I don't know when it's going to be. If not today, surely tomorrow or the next day, you got to say, wait a minute, if we're not performing, if my business is not doing well, we're not growing, when do I stop blaming the economy? When do I stop blaming other things and start looking at myself? And I think people are starting to get that a little bit.
Right. And I think also it's, those who continue to blame the economy really either are bad managers or have an internally inherent sort of woe is me pessimistic yep. attitude. And if you do, then don't be an entrepreneur, because there will always be something to get in your way, whether it's the economy, whether it's competition, whether it's your own failings as a manager or as an executive or inherently as an entrepreneur. You need to be able to stay atop the trends that are going out there and stay atop your own psyche and personality to say, okay, this has gone wrong. What can I do to fix it? And the economy hurts everybody.
And boy,
but your
did
competition
I hear,
will find a way to succeed.
You talk about those people who are whiners. Boy, did I hear from them when I said what I said a minute ago about, you know, maybe it's time to stop blaming the economy. I got an earful from some folks when I said it and when I wrote it that, you know, well, it's not our fault. The economy is really bad. You don't understand. And I'm thinking, okay, you're the people I'm talking to.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The economy didn't hurt me in Coral Springs, Florida. It didn't hurt you and, you know, in on the radio show. It didn't hurt Bob out in the hinterlands. No, it hurt everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But some decided to buck the trend and to put the nose to the grindstone. We use whatever you want, whatever metaphor you want, and kick Heine and move on. And that's what you have to do. And
well,
that's
let me,
how
let
you
me tell you something else that I think
happen.
We need to be thinking about. I do agree with you. I think the economy is, I think things are loosening up. And let's also remember this. The United States has a $15 trillion economy. Whether it's growing or not, Jeff, this is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Whether the economy is growing at 0.5% a year or 1% a year, with a $15 trillion economy, that's a lot of buying and selling.
Absolutely.
Think about that. You think somebody's not – I mean, that comes back to what I've said before. Somebody is buying something that you sell from somebody else somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
It's funny. They say, I just want 1% of whatever the market is. I just take 1/1000% of whatever's going on or far less even
right.
to make my little corner of the economy.
Another thing going on, Jeff, that I'm predicting, and that is in literally 12 months – 12 months from this week, the dam will break, the economy will break open, and it'll be because either with the new election, the people will be excited about the changes, or if there are no changes, they'll be excited that we know at least now we know what we're going to have for the next four years.
4 years, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I think there's been a lot of pent up energy over the last 4 years that's been negative, and I don't think we'll sustain that over the next 4 years. So, folks, gear up, get ready, because in 12 months you want to have your track shoes on. You want to be in condition to take off. 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.